Good morning. Today is day four of prayer with Beyond. I'm going to jump right into scripture and jump right into prayer this morning. So the verse that is on my heart and mind this morning is found in John chapter 3, verse 30. And it says, "He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less." And that's the scripture that I have. That's it. And so what was coming to mind as I was just thinking about this morning, so when we're encouraged to pray, we're encouraged to just give God glory and just come in with gratitude and come in thankful with a thankful heart. And then we are encouraged to, you know, ask Him to search our hearts and then just kind of rest with Him. And this morning as I was preparing for this time, this came to mind, like we are exalting the Lord first. When we do that, we are looking to Him first, because the, I don't want to say danger, but I guess it is a danger. The danger that we bring, or that can be created when we come into the prayer closet or prayer time or prayer car or prayer wherever you're at, and we're just thinking about what's in our mind, is that we're bringing in our natural wants, our natural desires, right? And so we could have had a bad day, or we could have had a bad encounter with somebody. And so we can just start praying fervently in a way that doesn't necessarily align with God. And so I guess this scripture is coming to mind just to remind ourselves that He must become greater and greater, and we must become less and less. John the Baptist says that in John chapter 3, verse 30. And so I guess that's the prayer this morning, is that we would approach this the same way, whether it's in our prayer life or in our, definitely in our relationship with the Lord, and just having the Lord increase in our lives so that we decrease. And I know saying that and hearing that, maybe it feels like, well, why do I have to decrease? Well, because He knows what's best, right? And He, through His Spirit within us, needs to increase. Our sensitivity to His Spirit needs to increase. So I'm going to pray for that. I don't really have much more to add to that other than that verse. Again, for the third time, I'll say it. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. God, You are so good. You are just so good, and we thank You for the opportunity to pray. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for just Your presence, Your power, Your Spirit. We thank You that You give us an opportunity to come to You no matter what. You are just so good, Lord. Just thank You. Thank You, thank You, thank You for making a way for us to come into Your presence, for us to come to You and to be in Your presence and to be with You, Lord. Lord, I pray that You do search our hearts this morning, Lord, in a loving way, and that You would cause us to see things that are still being exalted above You today, and give us the desire to ask You to help us turn from those things, Lord. This morning, I just pray that Your presence is here. And I just ask, Lord, that we would just be able to just rest with You for just a moment, Lord. Lord, I ask for folks who desire so much more of You, but are also being pulled. Just, it feels constantly being pulled. Like they want more. They want to be peculiar, as we said yesterday. They want more of You, but they're also wrestling with either past thoughts or current addictions, Lord God, current mindsets, things that are, they're holding them back, Lord. God, I ask that whatever is holding them back, that is causing this tension, Lord God, that it be released today in the name of Jesus. And it's like a catapult, ooh, that sends them forward in their walk with You, that sends them further, that sends them deeper, that sends them, Lord God. God, I pray where we are maybe holding on to these places, and today is the day that those strongholds are broken, Lord God. But yet there's this mindset of worthiness, Lord, that so perhaps You're released today from those addictions, and there is a catapult, but the mind might not be able to go as quickly as the deliverance. And so there's this wrestling of worthiness, like, am I worthy? I'm not worthy. And just that chatter, Lord, that goes on in our hearts and goes on in our minds, our thought life, Lord. God, I ask in the name of Jesus that we would just look to you again, just look to you, Lord God, and that we would see the face of Jesus and that we would know because we are in you and you're in us, we are worthy to come to you, to pray, to go further with you, to have your spirit speak to our hearts. God, I ask that your spirit would just comfort, Lord, and that there is just a ever increasing sensitivity to your spirit, because you are becoming greater in our lives and we are diminishing those things that cause that chasm that we've talked about so many times that can create that filter, I guess, that space where we feel like we don't hear you, or we feel like you're not speaking to us, but you are. You're always speaking to our hearts. You're always speaking to our minds. You're always sharing, Lord, with us. So today, Lord, I just ask again in the name of Jesus that you would become greater and greater, and that we would become less and less. You would become greater in our thought life, in our prayer life, in our homes, in our communities, all around, Lord, that we would become less in that trying to have our way or trying to hold on to things that no longer serve you or serve others, Lord, no longer glorify you, Lord, less in the sense that our lives are increasingly more and more and more entrusted into you, Lord. And God, I just thank you for the grace and mercy that you provide and extend. It says that your grace and mercy is greater in deeper waters. And for the folks who are like okay with being peculiar and want to go deeper and want to go further, Lord, it can seem like this, you know, we could drown quickly and easily where it's so deep in just revelation and knowledge and understanding. And with that comes this like weight of responsibility sometimes, but your grace and your mercy are like buoys. It just keeps us up, keeps us afloat, because it's all you. Again, if we move forward with the posture that it's all about you and not about us, more of you, less of us, then we don't take that yoke of responsibility other than to look to you, love you, set out to honor and glorify you, Lord. And the same grace that has brought us to this point will be the same grace that takes us, as long as we're keeping our eyes focused on you with the heart and posture to have you increase so that we decrease. God, again, I just pray for anyone who might be wrestling with worthiness to come into your presence and to come into a space of prayer and time with you, Lord. I just ask that your Holy Spirit would speak to their hearts through scripture or through a song or through a friend or through somebody, and let them know that they are worthy. You love them. You see the stumbling, you see the falling, you see the thoughts, but you're there to pick them up every time. Holy Spirit, motivate and move them, inspire them to cry out to the Lord, because he will turn and see. Thank you and praise you. In your name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Okay, that's the prayer. I hope that you have a great day. It's Monday, so I hope that you have an awesome week. I'm going to continue to do this for the rest of the month, and I will see some gals tonight. Yay! And then the Beyond event is next Wednesday, and then I'll see some of you there. All right? Okay. Well, I pray that you ladies have a wonderful day again, and just... awesome to see you here this morning, and I hope that if you watch this later, please hashtag replay or amen or something, just to let us know that you are in agreement with this scripture of Jesus increasing and we are decreasing, and any other part of the prayer. All right, have a great day. I will talk with you soon.